Sunday night into our halacha. So on Shabbos, we know that ein bishul achar bishul by a davar yavesh, and once something is cooked already, so any further cooking won't make any change in the food, not the change that cooking makes, and therefore ein bishul achar bishul. So I saw a sign up in Yerushalayim in one of these posters, so I thought, Dvar Halacha tonight, I'll just say over what it says on the sign. It's from the Bedatz. It's in Hebrew, I don't really understand it. It says, coffee, okay, you got that. Nomes umuguron. That means, what does that mean? What? Nomes means it's instant and freeze dried. Is taka fully cooked. But rogil, and then butz, what's that? Is not mavushal. That's known? That's well known? Is that well known? Turkish coffee is not mavushal. Then, okay, so it says, so instant coffee or freeze dried is mavushal, and therefore, ein bishul acha bishul, I guess they're trying to tell you. Obviously, and Turkish coffee is not mavushal, so you have to be careful. You shouldn't be overbishal. And lately, there's coffees with flavorings, vanilla or mocha. So it says English tamish b'hem rak b'kli shlishi. So I figure that what do they put into these things? They put in like flavorings, and there's mamoshes there. But there's something there. Lamoshal, if you take lamoshal. If you take arbis that have been cooked already, and you want to warm them up, so you, without the problem of chazora, you're going to put them on top of a pot. But if you add, so that's okay, right? Ein bishul acha bishul. So, but let's say you added pepper to them, tavlinim. So then you can't, right? Then you can't. You might be of a bishul. So maybe what they add to these coffees is also like tavlinim. And therefore they say, Ein l'shtamish v'hem rak b'kli shlishi. Okay.